This call is being recorded.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Is that Carl?
That is. How are you doing?
All right, thanks. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Indeed. We've got most of the JB team here. We're waiting for Daniel to join, too, on the side.
All right.
Great. I'm not ignoring your email, I promise. I'd love to chat to you. I'm just quite snowed under at the moment, but I'll be responding to you shortly.
That's quite all right. I know the feeling.
Hi there.
Hey, Daniel.
Hi, John. How are you?
All right, thanks. Are you keeping well?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Good.
Good to have you join us too. I think we're going to take a few minutes and see if we get Kristen or Christina, going to join us today. It's available, and then we'll jump into the deep end. Hopefully, maybe I'll see Malek online too. We do have quite a short agenda for today's call. I'd just like to open it up to the team online at the moment and the team around the table. Looks like we have got the discussion of the next BSIS release that should be coming up, and then a broader discussion and high-level update on the broader BSIS community and how to engage. Are there any other items of business that we'd like to talk about?
No, this is John. Just wondering, I'd just like to talk about the possibility of accelerating a sort of a video handout for other interested countries as we get closer to the Jack-O-Lantern release. I think it would be great to have that on hand, that demo on hand.
I think we'll talk about that under the first point. So I'm going to give it 2 minutes, and then as per pure African time, we'll start at 3:05. If anybody thinks of other agenda items, please feel free to raise them during the course of the call. lost me. In light of time, I'm going to steal a minute back for the day and get us moving forward. And John and Rob, good to have you online again. John, good to have you with us, albeit however long you're still around, and excited to continue engaging with you from here. So taking it forward and running through the two agenda items, we will be talking about the BSIS version 0.9 and the broader community side of things. Under the first agenda topic, I'm going to hand over to Linda and John. You are aware of the majority of this. Rob, I think this may be a bit new to you on that side. We're looking forward to circulating this on the broader minute of things. And just running, we talk a little bit about what we're coming in with the first release of BSIS, focusing on the donor management modules, what we're calling 0.9, and to tie in John's association, as we locally called it in the technical shop, the Jackson release coming around the Halloween period. So, Linda, I'm going to head over to you to run us through what BSIS donor management looks like.
Great, thanks, Carl. Yeah, so just to summarize, this is the release that we're calling the donor management release, due to be finished development by the end of October, around about the 31st of October, hence the jack-o'-lantern reference. But that will still need to undergo final testing, but it should be considered ready for implementation around about late November. And what it will have included within is all the functionality around managing donors, managing their donation information, up to the point of including test outcomes for those donations. So just delve into that in a little bit more detail. You'll be able to register a new donor, look up new donors, and print those donor barcode ID labels. New information about the donor on able to handle donor deferrals and can also check donor eligibility, and we'll be able to produce lists for donors due to be bled. Another new feature that's actually currently being implemented is to be able to record the post-donation counseling status. Then, as far as donation management is concerned, users will be able to open donation batches for clinics and add donations to that batch. Scan in those pre-printed DIN numbers to uniquely identify the donation. Data around the donation, the normal donor assessment data, and also information such as the date and time bled and so on. And there will be additional reports related to donations that can be pulled from the system. And then the third step really is around donation test outcomes. So this is a simplified set of functionality in terms of the system being able to capture test outcomes for both the ABO-RH and for the TTI screening, that you'll be able to capture and record those test outcomes for each donation. And unsafe will be flagged and the donor record will also be updated accordingly. Around configuration. So in terms of the system administrator being able to set up and configure things such as deferral reasons, donor panels, date formats, that type of information. And of course, there's also the existing role-based access that can also be configured. And as I said, there will also be a number of management reports really related to the donor and donation information that will be available. So what it will provide is really functionality around all of that first part of the process in terms of being able to manage your donors and the donations that they actually provide. Are there any questions for this point?
This is John. That sounds great, Linda. I'm wondering just about the name, just to give, internally we can continue calling it 0.9, but I wonder for the actual release, just to give people the impression of permanence. So, could we maybe consider releasing it as, BFIS DM for donor management or something? Because if we don't have a whole number, I suspect some of our potential clients might look at it as still a work in progress, when in fact the donor management module will in fact be more or less locked down as it as a fully functioning product.
That makes a lot of sense, and that's an internal discussion we had this morning. In fact,
John, I think you're echoing. You're echoing my point that we've been having here internally, is that we're not, the 0.9 is not incomplete. It just happens to be the 0.9 release of the donor management functionality, which is a complete functionality itself. What we're going to look at introducing quite slowly is to try to follow a lot of what the other next tooling is doing with their approach to what they roll out. So the Hemosofts, the donor management, your lab components, your automated testing, so on, which kind of makes it feel a bit too separated, as if they're separate systems. But rather a very early idea, which Daniel really hasn't weighed in on yet, so since we're all family on the call, it's quite nice to introduce it, is that BFIS is a fundamentally blood safety platform. And we're not building separate tools, we're not doing that, but we are releasing the donor management functionality on the BFIS platform, that you can run that in Liberia as it is, for what we're calling BFIS donor management. These module sets, which as Linda said, is donor management, donation management, and test outcomes capturing with some of the core reporting, that could run indefinitely in any blood service which really wants to manage their donor population, which we all are aware is a very critical part to safe blood. Then the second set of modules, which we would make sure are available in BFIS for those centers more advanced to want to move from just doing donor management through to actually blood and product management or manufacturing. That is taking the donations through the testing.
Okay, yeah, I understand. My question is more just about, I guess, a marketing perspective. Can we not release it, when in this first release, can we not release it as, the donor management version 1 and use a whole number rather than 0.9? Just as a kind of a lay user, which is what most of our clients are going to be, the decimal point suggests incompleteness.
I must say, I'm almost inclined to even for users not go with a release number at all, just to call it BFIS donor management.
Okay, yeah, that would be fine.
I think just to kind of follow up, because I've been the one that's kind of arguing against this and keeping it just as a 0.9 release, just because it makes it clearer that we're not kind of building two separate tools. We're not building a BFIS donor management tool and also a BEX, that it's sort of part and parcel. But I definitely agree, and I've got that technical versioning kind of idea, but definitely I can agree completely that for the end user, there needs to be a pretty clear, you need to get that point across that this is a kind of production release. But I still think there should be a release number, just because it's in a year's time or 2 years time, we don't want to have to change the name again because we didn't kind of put a, I think it's just easier to attach that number to it from the start.
Okay. Yeah, that all makes sense. We can move on from this. It's not a critical point, but I just wanted to get it on people's radar as we get closer to the actual release.
I think we're on the same page here. We're on it, wanting to make sure that there's no ambiguity to any of the end users. What does feel incomplete. So right now, we're really going to look at talking internally. I think leaning towards a donor management version one release is important. I think keeping, for to Daniel's point there, who I've just muted Dan if you can't talk. But to Daniel's point, we do need to keep the versioning in it for the incremental upgrades of it. And we'll take that forward from there. So we do have a document that Linda, you're reading from. So back to you.
Yeah, so I will finalize this document that we have that summarizes everything that will be within this release, and we'll send it out within the next day or so. The other thing I just wanted to touch on is just so everyone's clear, what is not included in this release, but is still very much on the roadmap for the next release, is the whole component processing, labeling, discard management, and inventory or blood bank stock control pieces. So just that very clear. And the other thing that will not be in this release is the WHO global database reporting, mainly because there's only a subset of the data will be in the system if it doesn't include information related to components.
Linda, I think also we are working on, and I'm being very royal with the we here, so I'm going to call out Ronwin to talk a little bit about the website that we're looking to pull together. And the website is also going to try and make sure that we're very clear about we're not building three separate tools, we're building one platform off of which we have a modular approach. Ronwin, do you want to update us about the strategy for the website at the moment?
Sure. So we're putting together a website which we're going to try and keep as simple as possible, the main focus being on people who are interested in implementing the system. So blood services are kind of our primary focus, rather than kind of the technical people who want to code and that kind of thing. So that's the split we've got. It'll include with kind of a description of what BSIS is, and then look at two different sections. One, the services we offer, which GMB offers around BSIS, which is the implementation package and the support package. And the other is the suite of tools that fit within BSIS. So that is the actual BSIS software itself and the technical documentation that goes along with that. So if you are wanting to implement BSIS yourself, it is open source. You can go on, you can download the information, well, the software and the information you need to install it, and you can do it yourself. There'll be the requirements documents with kind of information around what requirements are, why they're important, and then the BSIS requirements that the system is being built around, as an example of how you do requirements and a kind of generic template that you can use to modify to meet your specific needs if you have anything that you want to do differently. And then there'll be a section on validation. To start off with, just very basically around what validation is, how it happens and who's responsible for it, because we feel that it's quite an important part of what we're doing. The software does need to be validated, and it needs to be validated by the users before it goes live in a production environment, and so we want to cover that as well. Yeah, that's kind of the main focus of the website and what's going to be on there. There'll also be a section for community, and you'll be able to sign up to be on the mailing list for the general community calls, which we're going to be having.
So I think on that point, before I open up for any questions or comments, last call we introduced this concept of introducing a broader broader BSIS community, which is broader than this particular project call that we're on at the moment, but really talking about inviting other blood services, other implementation projects globally within Africa, so the PEPFAR countries that we're looking at within Africa, these broader developers, funders, academic institutions, to become more of the wider spread community to understand what we're doing, and who can engage with us, where we can leverage some of their understanding and they can leverage what we've done. So that would be the funnel into the community, and these calls would really be the work of these and engines as we are at the moment to drive things forward. So I'd like to just pause for a moment. Ronan's given a nice run through of what we're trying to do with the website. I think that website's also going to try, it's definitely going to help us alleviate the what we don't want to see happening is people seeing pieces as being multiple tools that you have to install, but really bring the platform approach with the different modules together. But I'm going to pause there for a second and hear if there's any questions on what we've done, what we're thinking about with the website, the broader community, and the BSIS 1.0 tool. Also knowing that with the release of BSIS Donor Management 1.0, I want to talk a bit about what the implementation and our strategy over the next two months will look like around that. Pausing there, John, Carolyn, Daniel, Rob, any questions from yourselves?
And now it sounds great. It's John again. I wonder if some of this conversation is going to be reflected in what we, part of what we put in the CDC Foundation application or any approaches that are made to other foundations. So it would be, be good to just keep those two ideas in mind as the website development goes forward, because the messages there will really be about long-term collaboration. Will be the ones that I think will resonate with our potential foundation partners going forward.
I think that will be on, there is a two-pager that anybody could download about BSIS, and there'll be a two-pager about the BSSP or the implementation side of things as well.
Okay, and sorry if I missed it. It was cutting out a little bit. Is there will there be a video demo embedded in the website?
I think we're still investigating that. We haven't got to that level of detail in our website planning yet, but the request for a video demo and the screen share is something that I think we definitely look at taking forward. We just need to get time for it to get it pulled together.
Carl,
the value to say to somebody, have a look at it. Go ahead.
Hi, Carl. It's Carolyn. I have a really bad echo in my phone. I could certainly work on something like that just using Camtasia.
Fantastic. I think that would be really exciting. And that offer an invitation teased me up in terms of what I wanted to talk a little with coming at the fact that we're wanting to release BSIS Donor Management 1.0 in the dev done by the end of October, ready for implementation middle of November in Lesotho. I think we're going to have to ratchet forward a lot of our implementation planning, capacity development guides, and the making things public. So the video demo, and that would be great. Carolyn, I think we'd love to engage you a little bit more as things become a bit clearer than Matt. And Ronwin and Linda are working quite hard at things at the moment. So we'll definitely be shouting and talking to you then. I know Carolyn's just dropped off, unfortunately.
All right. Yeah. And, we have a pretty robust art department here at CDC that will do the work for us for free. I'm speaking under correction here, but let me reach out to them today and ask exactly what they could do and what they would require from you. Because if there is I heard Carolyn mention the Fantasia software. If there is something that can be used to do the filming and production work remotely, I think the production team here at CDC might be able to help out if that would take a burden off of your plate in Cape Town.
I think, John, I think if we could ask the question, that'd be brilliant. And then we can start to see as the ideas and process develops where we take it from there. And we've also got Jono, who's sitting in the background here, dead quiet like a mouse, being careful of raising his head. He has the enviable job of doing the QA for the BSIS tool. So I think you, Johnny, may be well positioned to support the development of some of the video run throughs and that as you go through your testing.
So, yeah. Hi there, by the way.
You haven't met
Johnny before, have you? Forgive me. I don't. The name is not ringing a bell. But if we met just last week, I apologize for misplacing your name so rapidly.
Just hit me, Johnny. Johnny joined the Monday after you left on the Friday. So Johnny's joined us as our QA test analyst in house within GMP, 100% focused on quality and validation testing against the software requirements of BSIS. So we have somebody here whose job it is to point out how bad we are at doing our jobs, which is great.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I think it's really exciting. We're coming to the point at the moment where within probably the next 8 weeks, we have got a lot of development that's coming together. We're coming in very hard and very, very fast onto a product that will be the culmination of many hammers and many strikes. The release of this thesis. Platform for blood safety using a modular approach. And with that, Ronwin touched base on the website we're pulling together. Linda's got the two pages that she's been working on as the product manager here. Make sure that this is publicly available and people can talk to it. I think the video demonstration is going to be great to get going with that. And alongside, the software is only half the battle here. The other aspect is definitely the documentation, training, and implementation work that we want to do in Lesotho. So, Ronwin, I know you and Linda are working up some ideas. You'll be working with Carolyn and to take that forward. The silent person in the room is Rob at the moment, but Rob, we're very excited to be engaging with Rob now as our one of our safety SMEs. Engage with us to ensure that what we're doing with BSIS donor management is going to come out in a safe, effective way. A lot of excitement to come around, and I think we are aiming to start discussing with Malekwa and the team and ABB about a beta implementation release of the donor management module in Lesotho in the latter half of November. So we're excited to be driving that forward. Really summarizing the big points that we've had from and the big breakthroughs, direction changes that we've been working on as the BSIS software development team and the BSSP program team here in GEMBI. Some of the other side notes I did mention a few weeks ago was we've got the licensing nicely reviewed, and that should also be part of the BSIS donor management release. Is this will be released under the new license. I think, John, this would be a great time for us to maybe look at engaging again as a really making sure that any press release we give out gives credit to Georgia Tech, as well as obviously PEPFAR and their funding for the work that has been done. Okay, guys, well, I think that's a summary of where we are at the moment for these last 2 weeks. And are there any other questions, comments, thoughts, last-minute AOBs that we'd like to touch base on?
Hey, Carl, it's John. I just wanted to, we can keep following up by email, but I wanted to get a call with the Australian Red Cross on the calendar at some point, just in the, you know, under the rubric of pushing you harder than you want to be pushed. Try to find a time to talk to Sally Thomas and the Australian team.
I think what's going to be very exciting now is that we're going to come in under a unified flag. Donor management release. It really gives us something to talk to people about. It gives us a solid deadline, and we're no longer having vaporware discussions. So we can now definitely talk to Sally and the team at the Australian Red Cross. we can go back to the Liberian team who are looking to get something on the ground. We can mobilize any of the other countries looking just to start with a basic tool by early January, early next year, assuming that there aren't too many defects and release and bugs that we need to fix from the data implementation. I think we'll set that up, and on the back of that, following Linda's amazing documentation set and hopefully the demo video run through that John and the team will be setting up with Carolyn and hopefully CDC art department.
Great, that sounds good. One, and forgive me if I've missed this in the rush of the last couple of minutes. Do we just so that Carolyn has a little bit more certainty in her schedule, do we have some deadlines that she needs to be working toward between now and the LSU2 launch date?
We have not covered that at this stage. We're still developing them, but they should be, they're quite imminent in terms of coming out, probably within the week.
Okay, good. That's helpful for me as well, because we're in the midst of the budget planning, and I need to just make sure I have enough in the existing mechanism and that we're prepared for the transition when everyone feels comfortable with it.
I think just so we're all on the same page, and we are flying very close to the wind. The information that we're sharing on this different 3 hours ago to where it is right now. And Linda's looking at me very quizzically, but I did redraft most of her naming of her document away from version 0.9. to donor management. So this team really is very close and part of the project, and what we share here is quite breaking news in many situations. So we love questions coming in, comments, and I think it'll be very exciting to start releasing the road towards version 1.0 of the donor management aspects of these.
All right, great. The other thing I wanted to put on the agenda, apologies for the last minute additions, but one of the things that Rob and I talked about in Johannesburg was setting up a solid schedule for Rob and Daniel to stay in touch, so that as technical points are identified through the QA process or through Rob's reviews, we have a sort of a routine calendar of meetings, either by phone or in person, between Rob and Daniel, so that those things can be, confirmed that they were raised and that they were addressed, and that the ticket had been closed on it. I know you've got your great ticket system, but I don't know if you could maybe walk us through how Rob will be integrated into that open and closed ticket system.
So maybe I can take this one. So we've already discussed with Rob some terms of reference for the way that we're going to be engaging with him. And in actual fact, we've actually set up our first call again for this coming Friday. We have a pretty structured... The idea is to have these regular calls, questions sent out beforehand, and then there's quite a lot of feedback from. And then the other thing that we're looking to finalize pretty soon is a trip for both Daniel and Rob to come down to Cape Town for the middle week of September, the week of the 14th. So we're
trying to wrap that up. Okay, great. That sounds good. And just wanted to sort of get that into the minutes, because that was a concern in the past, and now that we're having this much closer relationship between Rob and Jembe, that you won't be playing telephone with each other as much. And but I just wanted to to mention it on the call, but it sounds like there's a plan in place.
Thanks, John, for raising that. It's always great to make sure that we're all on the same page, and we're looking forward to that close relationship. As much closer to us now. We're drawing Cape Town every year. So who knows, the end of the year sitting right here in our offices. It could be fun. So I think we've got some exciting stuff ahead of us as the GEMBI team. We're looking forward to driving this in and updating these features. Look at it quite nicely. About 6 calls and the final release of ESIS 1.0 is donor management features. So I think it's exciting to hear how the team is doing on each of these every 2 weeks. So Daniel, Jonah, Linda, you guys have got your work cut out for you. We're going to be in an enviable audience. You're going to ask all the awkward questions. Let's see where it goes.
All right.
Business, I'm happy to give 25 minutes back into your day.
Good. Great. So just in the spirit of asking last minute questions at the last minute, for those of us based across the ocean who need advanced time to plan travel, would you like me or a representative of our team to be in Lesotho for the launch in November? I think we'd like to be there and try to organize something with the embassy to make a bit more of a splash than we could just at the programmatic level. So if once you start nailing down the dates with Lesotho, please let us know so that we can get somebody in the pipeline to be there and then start working with the press officer at the embassy to make sure that not just the Lesotho press is aware of what we're doing, but that we get maybe some more global coverage.
I think that sounds really exciting as we start teeing these things up and honing in on our release dates. We'll definitely be sharing that with you, and I think it would be great just to even for the LBTS in Lesotho to get some good press as well out of being the forerunner in this. So hopefully next time we meet, we'll have a much clearer date, and having discussed with Malek with the ideas of putting something down as well as with the AVP. Starting time then, we'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm done for good. I am done this time.
We'll never trust you, John.
Just hang up so that I don't get started again.
Well, team, thank you so much for your time. Carolyn, Rob, really do appreciate you both being on the project. And I think for myself personally, I think for Jendi, we're really excited to get you engaged again on some teethy, meaty work and be able to make that impact that you're looking for on this couple of projects. I know Ronald and Linda have got a lot on their plates coming up. Daniel's definitely not going to be sleeping for a while, and Jonah's going to wonder who on earth joined as a company, but we're going to make the difference. We're looking to be here. All right, everyone, have a great week, 2 weeks, and we'll touch base in cyberspace in 2 weeks time.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Thanks all. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.